What up, what up, what up, my lovely folks? Welcome back to Melanin Speaking. How y'all doing today?
Great.
All right, that was so low
energy. Okay, watch this. Sushi, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling stuffed.
Honestly, it's nap time.
Nap time.
Yay! Love a good nap. Who does what? Nap?
No, the kids, so like
nap time. I'm saying nap time, but it's actually map time. Yeah. Map time.
Door. It's, I meant Dora. The melody of what you were saying.
It's Dora the Explorer. All right. Welcome all of our explorers. Is that a thing we can do? No.
Well, we are looking for a name though.
We are. That's why I was throwing it out there. The melons. Hi, my melons. How are y'all?
They don't want to be called.
Let us know on social media if you want us to stop.
I'll be in the comments with you.
Better be like boobies.
Please,
exactly. Yeah. Free the melons.
They might have sold me on that.
No, see? We're not about free melons. The melons.
Free the melons.
What up, my peoples?
When you see me, the first thing you think about
is your melons.
I should hope not.
It's a trigger word for her.
Yeah, apparently.
Melons? No.
God forbid on the melons. But how are we doing this week? We're feeling good, amped, pumped, tired. Where are we at?
Yeah.
Think party's ready. But I know how to lighten this mood when I hear a dad joke.
Yeah, let's do a dad joke.
All right. I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
God, that's
another
so
one.
Bad.
Another one. Right? I'm literally.
We're the best.
Okay.
That's
what we read. What does a lemon say when it answers the phone?
A what?
A lemon.
Ooh.
Yellow.
Nice.
That was the worst.
That's awful.
Cause they're that yellow. Was not funny.
Like a banana.
Because they're yellow.
Like,
yeah, but no, but it does no.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it's a lemon.
Yes.
No, it's yellow.
Totally, like sour or something.
That's what it's same. I was like, ooh, like.
But you don't answer the phone like all sour like. But you can't say it. I mean, you can answer like, hello. But like, it's that's the fact you that you're saying phone. Yellow. No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I'm
like, are you sleeping?
Okay, last one. No. Last one.
Okay. Oh God, she's going 3 for 3. All right, okay. Let's see.
How do you follow Will Smith in the snow?
Entanglement.
Yes. Anything with Will Smith she is was entanglement.
She was so quick to say that.
Or association day.
Yeah.
It doesn't make this joke funny. I'm going to read it again for my. How do you follow Will Smith in the snow? You follow the Fresh Prince.
Nice. The Fresh Prince. I secretly like entanglement better, like though. Entanglement.
No. No, you messed up my joke. Oh my God. I hate you so much.
Somebody put me to sleep.
Someone put her down.
Oh, whoa. I meant to nap.
Oh. My thought immediately
fit. Kill me?
Permanently.
Oh my God.
Because when you say, you know, you're going to put your dog to sleep, you mean really, you're putting him down. So that's what I thought. Well, she said that.
You hear these excuses?
Okay. All right.
Anyway. No, I'm not trying to kill you, you know, but, yeah. You know, whatever.
We'll keep an eye out for the Clarksville Now
when it hits article. International news.
Internationally, Americans are coming over and just fucking shit up.
Mm-hmm. Well, today's topic. Yeah. Sorry.
No, go for it.
Today's topic is, so you want to start a podcast.
So you want to start a podcast.
We are on a
let me tell
today.
You how.
That's the one we're going with?
Yes.
That's exactly what I thought.
That is the only thing that goes
what did you
in
think?
There.
Damn, is that what I thought?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's the
yeah,
only thing.
Is there another one?
No. We can wrap it. So you want to start a podcast.
Oh.
It's like Nick Cannon came in the room, tried to rap. What?
Oh, wow.
You struck out on that one.
We wilding out in here.
You are on it.
You are right now.
Puns.
I'm loving
it. Oh, my God. I'm taking stray bullets over here with these puns, dude.
But the journey, the podcast journey has been great. We've been at it for almost a year now. It's coming up on a year.
I don't know when's our exact anniversary. Girl, do we celebrate the day we launch, or do we celebrate the day we talked about it, or the day we record it?
I say the day that we broke down that shed and, like, we did, like, the renovation for it and, like, we painted it.
That's our anniversary?
I think so, because it was, like, 3 days after that when we talked about the podcast.
Yeah, I was about to say, me renovating my shed had nothing to do with y'all. Yeah,
I had nothing to do with the podcast.
It's true.
I didn't even like y'all then.
I'm joking. That is so not true.
So you just had three strangers to come into your shed. And...
Yeah, because I needed hands.
Yeah,
but
that's why
she needed help. I had nothing to do with the podcast.
I just want to say I did injure myself, so I need some sort of wonker's comp, but no.
You better take that up with Jesus and Obamacare.
I don't have Obamacare. I don't even have
healthcare. But yes, we've been doing this podcast almost a year. We don't know when our anniversary is, apparently.
I know what the launch date is.
January.
No, it's not. September. We talked about it after the election.
You said launch date.
Launch date?
It was after.
It was way
after. Are we going to do launch
after
date?
My birthday, so after October.
If we're going to do launch date, then it has not been a year.
No.
It'll be, when this is released, maybe close to a year.
No.
Right? Because it's going to be the last episode of the season.
We launched it this year.
That's what I'm saying. By the time this goes live, doesn't this carry us until December?
Yeah, but it wouldn't be a year.
It didn't. She didn't say a year. She said close to a year.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda.
That was a good Linda. Whitney Houston. We're going to keep that.
I was thinking of Jennifer Hudson. Yeah. But
I was also thinking Jennifer Hudson. In Dream Girls.
Yes! Wow. I was like, Whitney Houston.
Whitney, you're right.
Jesus Christ. Oh, help us, Father.
And I'm over here, like, I know I just listened to a whole thing of Whitney, and I don't remember that.
You put Whitney on my stuff, and I was just like, why is this at the top?
How will I know if he really loves Whitney?
Okay. The fun fact is, we don't really know. Just like when we launched this podcast, we didn't really know what we were doing.
We still don't, ladies.
Okay.
That's a learn in progress. Mm-hmm.
But it's been fun. I don't know what sentence you put together. It's been.
Can you speak clearly in the mic, please? Ooh, less breathing.
Fuck.
Excuse you.
I'm sorry. I just had to do it the one time.
It's already a split now.
That was just that for Renisha. All right, and there was a pause and an emphasis on it. I'm so sorry, guys.
With the heavy breathing beforehand. Okay.
But yes, going back to the topic at hand. So you want to start a podcast coming up on a year here soon.
Whoop, whoop. How are we doing with it? Are we together? Are we
ready to relationship wise? Head? No, I don't. Oh. I'm not into you like that.
Okay, let me do this.
Damn.
So, guys, what do you think you've learned so far since we've been doing this for close to a year now? What do you think?
Jordan's all business here. What have I learned so far? This is a lot of talking.
Yeah. I've got to talk.
You know, sometimes I'm a people person. God, I hate people.
You don't.
I'm a people watcher.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll be that creepy guy in the park watching your kids. Just
kidding. Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
We're keeping it in there. Heard it first.
I hope so. But no, I definitely just like I'll just be somewhere and I'll be staring at someone and be like, what is that person doing? Or Look at this couple fighting. I wonder what they're fighting about. Mm-hmm. Then I make up a whole scene in my head.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry. What does this have to do with podcasts?
So limelight coming in, using your voice.
Because I said that we talk a lot. And I'm a people observer. Listen.
I forgot where we started. And then we went this. And I was like, but we don't watch nobody on our podcast. What are you talking about?
No, we watch each other.
I get it. We do watch each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was your answer. I like it. Natalia?
What have I
You should have had this answer.
What have you learned since we've been started?
Oh, I've learned how to edit. I've learned to mess with audio. Soon you'll start hearing more pew pew pews because we're gonna add that in there.
Soundboard.
What she said.
Okay. That's what she said.
You know, like how they have to used to have it and the little things. No, never mind. Anyway, so that's one thing. I've definitely gained skills that I would not have gained. Ooh, a really good one.
That was loud.
Okay.
She's excited. We like it.
I've learned that it's okay to ask people to be on the podcast or to help with the podcast, like outside of it, or to join us. And I've learned to accept it, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know if it's the value myself went up and what I had to say, but when people say, oh my God, yes, I'd love to be a part of this, or oh my God, how can I help your podcast grow? Like, those are things I'm like, oh wait, this means something to you. What I'm doing is helping, or you enjoy it to the point you want it to grow. That's something I'm learning, or I did learn.
Yeah, because we used to be so shocked. Like, when we would go up to people and we'd be like, oh, you.
I said used to be. That's still me now.
Oh, you listen to my podcast?
Oh, that's my gosh. Yeah,
that's a thing that kind of always takes me aback. It's like, yeah, so you mentioned this on the podcast. And I'm like, oh God, you listened. Okay, yeah, what's up?
What was the feedback?
I mean, that's what we want, though.
I mean, it is.
But yeah, we're still shocked.
The feedback wasn't so much like a feedback. They were just asking more questions about the topic.
That's awesome.
And that's what I said. I thought it was perfect. I thought it was awesome.
Put that in the comments or in the email, please.
Yeah, we ended up having a nice little conversation about it. Specifically, we were talking about the colorism episode because it was you know, one of my Caucasian friends, and she had never, I guess, heard about that dynamic. And she was like, wow, I had no idea, like, that not only do you have to deal with racism, there's like a whole nother ism on top of that. And that was a really interesting conversation. So that's probably the best feedback.
Stuff,
Which is funny because we've had a lady who talked about us, or talked about the episode of colorism as well. But she's a black woman. She's of lighter skin. Her feedback was good. She said she liked that, but she was like, she wished we had more, what is it? She wanted more different color on there to get their opinion.
Yeah, we can definitely do that for like colorism. And
I told her like we wanted that just at the time, you know, it was fresh out of COVID and we didn't want to have all many people.
Oh yeah, we weren't quarantined during that time.
We were doing it in her shed, and we didn't want like random people.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
In her house.
But that would definitely be great.
Yeah, that was one of our first episodes too. So it was like heavy research based.
Yes.
Adding in too, apart from our.
For sure.
But yeah, I think one of the biggest things that I've learned from being on the podcast, besides how to maneuver social media, if you knew me before this podcast, I didn't have an Instagram. I wasn't active on Facebook at all. Right. Twitter, I'd occasionally go scroll, but I was like a watcher, never participator in social media. And this has made me be more of a participant and be active with those communities. Mm-hmm. So that's been interesting. That's been a big change for me. Mm-hmm. And then also learning how to network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think I was... I still don't think I'm overly good at networking, but I've become more comfortable with the concept of it. I've become more comfortable with sliding in that I do have a podcast that I'm working on, and, you know, talking to different people about different topics that might not be, you know, polite conversation. But I find when you frame it as a hypothetical, and this is just something I do, this is like part of like my job almost, people tend to be a little less defensive, and they're just trying to like get their point across, and it's not combative. And that's something I've enjoyed, and I think that's a gift from the podcast. It gives me a framework to have these conversations, and that's what I've enjoyed most, I think, is getting that framework.
Well, for me, I am the youngest person here, so I haven't really experienced much at all. And I think growing or being surrounded by people that are older than me is a very, very powerful way to grow. So I've learned time management. I've learned taking criticism and not taking it personally. I've learned what I do and what I need to do to be more organized, like what's my sort of comfort zone in that arena, because I didn't really have one. I was like half-assing mostly everything. And I've learned marketing through Renisha. I mean, she's given me like more confidence in doing that, because she's super awesome and amazing. And it's I've seen it spill over into the business that I want to create. So I also have Willow Tarot and Astrology, and I've seen myself be more comfortable and more organized in regards to what I want to be seen in that area. So what I've learned here is also spilling into the things that I have going on. Natalia is business minded and super organized, so she's the tough one, and I love her for that. And so she's taught me to really have that voice inside of my head that's like, get your shit together, you know. And Chelsea, she's taught me emotional intelligence, like, and mental dexterity, which is fucking amazing. She's perfect in every way, but like, because I just love her. But she's also taught me that as well, because I think it's very important. Even in relationships, I can come to you and I can be like, man, like, she's gonna give me some good advice because she's wise. So that's what I've learned since being on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely awesome. Learned, like, if you do want to start a podcast, the dynamic on what you speak or who you speak with plays a big part in how things are translated.
Mm-hmm.
I think Renisha can speak more on this, but having the group of people that we do here at this podcast,
mm-hmm.
does allow us the freedom to speak what we want to speak, but also see it from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important. Like, I get it. Like, everybody's like, oh, I could talk about this. Let me start a podcast about it. Yeah, that's cool. And you should probably do that. But, like, I think if you decide to do a podcast by yourself or with a group, that's something that's you very much have to prepare yourself for. Because if it's by yourself, there is a lot of work that goes into it. Mm-hmm. And if it's with a group, there's a lot of growth you're going to have to work with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, that goes pick, into that. Definitely pick people who don't have the same mindset.
Mm-hmm.
The same what?
Mindset.
Mindset.
Mm-hmm. The same mindset. And I'm not meaning, like, you know, one's a racist, one's, you know, a killer. One. I mean, like, I would say.
Sounds fun.
Sounds interesting. No, but I wanted to do a podcast because I know Natalia since middle school, and I know she's more into, like, the politics, and she's a debater, and, you know, she'll go on and on about, you know, this, this, and that. And then I met, you know, Chelsea and Jordan through another work space. And I know Chelsea's my what people will call, I guess, book nerd, you know, my researcher, yes. My, you know, she's also a debater, but she'll debate about, you know, other things as well. So I know she'll talk your ear off, you know, and then I have my, and then I knew that, like, you know, Jordan was just like that open-minded, spiritual, free-flowing kind of child. And, you know, when I first met her, she kept asking me, what's my moon sign? And I'm like, I don't know.
Our sweet summer child.
You know? And I just thought, I don't know, one day I was just like, what would this be in a podcast? And so I would definitely say, you know, within this year with you guys, I've definitely learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't put in my two cents, I'm like, I listen. And I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm learning something new, whether that's from you guys or the guests that we have on as well, which, you know, choosing the guests that we have on, they all have some sort of significant impact in the community that we're mm-hmm. in. And I'm sure people who are in the cultural community can agree. So being able to have that person onto our podcast and giving education on their field and then telling others how they can broaden the horizon. And I think that's super cool. Like, we're doing something cool here, you know?
Kinda. We definitely are.
I've definitely also learned of like balancing this with my everyday work life, because Monday through Friday, I'm booked.
Yeah.
I'm booked.
All of us have full-time jobs.
Yeah. And so, like, some of us have 2 to 3 jobs. You know, someone has the one job that, you know, just kills us. And then you want to be able to go home and spend time with yourself, of course, but also with families. Like, I live with my mother and grandmother. And so, and I'm attached to my mother. So, like, you know, I would want to hang out with her when she's at home or whatnot. But then sometimes I feel like I get home from work, and then I'm put something down, you know, quickly change clothes, and then I'm out the door again, you know? And then I'm just, like, finally done with the day. Who knows what time it is?
Yeah, but now it's time to clock in to Melanin Speaking.
Again. And then get done with the podcast. And, I mean, I have a good time because this is something that I want to be successful, not for me, but for everybody, you know? Yeah. But then I get done, and then I go home, and it's probably 11. I still have to, like, wash up.
Yeah.
Get my mindset ready for the next day. Make sure I turn my alarm on, because if not, your girl's gonna sleep in. So I would say balancing is a really big part.
And kind of like to piggyback off of what you're saying, balancing, and also what Jordan was saying, just that time management, and like what that looked like for everybody, which I'm positive it is different for each and every one of us and each and every one of you guys that might want to start a podcast. But time management is going to be your biggest asset, I feel like, outside of, you know, the marketing and just creating a good content and good product. Sorry, my T's were super hard. Sorry. But, you know, if you're going to have good content and good product and things like that, that's awesome. But if you're not meeting your deadlines, if you're not, you know, producing good content, and if you're in balancing your work and your life and your family and things like that, because you don't want to work yourself into the ground, because then you burn out, and then this just became a little project you did for a little bit and then you put it down. So I think in order to have some sustainability, some things I think that we did pretty good early on was to do things like map out when, you know, podcasts are going to be posted. You know, if you need to record, if, you know, having literal meetings to set up schedules where, okay, I'll be out of town, I have this family event, and, you know, I don't know if I'd be able to hold a podcast by myself, because so much does go into it. And
I don't think we would have grown as quickly.
Definitely not grown as quickly. And there is some beauty to having different, not only opinions, but also, you know, if someone's going through a hard time, or if you're just super, super busy, it can be like, hey, girl, I'm crazy busy this week. Do you mind posting this one thing? Or do you mind, you know, doing this? Or, oh, I can't make it to that event because I have work or a baby shower or whatever is going on. You know, you have those substitutes and that team that holds you down when everything else might not be going right. So I would say for the balance, you know, just time management is going to be your biggest key. Get a calendar. Get a schedule and a calendar that links up to everybody. And
Google.
Yeah, Google.
You better Google that
Google
shit.
Is Google is a good group project to use, because it's got dog presentation drive for you to drop in. So we definitely use Google Photos. And we also use Buzzsprout.
Yes.
Yeah, Buzzsprout.
Which I think is like an easy beginner podcast.
It is. It walks you through step by step from setting up your page to getting linked and put on every place that you can listen to podcasts. So like Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
It's just all on this one website.
It's all under that one website. And they walk you through step by step. And they send you every other day, I think, is about.
Like a newsletter?
Well, a newsletter. They'll send you articles.
On how to grow, or like what marketing tips.
Yeah.
Even down to like your thumbnail and like what's catchiest.
The pictures. Analytics too. Yeah. No. Everything about Buzzsprout's really well. There's a lot of different softwares you can look at, and obviously look at at which one that you like, especially the interface, because if you're going to be steering and maneuvering through this, you really have to be comfortable with the interface and how that looks. Mm-hmm. And for me, Buzzsprout, and for the I think best. For us, was pretty much pretty mm-hmm. easy to maneuver yeah. and everything.
It was just easy for, like, when we wanted to change our artwork. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It lets us know, like, I don't want to say we do the basic plan, maybe the one above it.
Well, yeah, so, like, it's their plans are set up based on hours. Mm-hmm. So how many hours do you want to promote per month, or not promote, but how many hours do you want to upload per month? Mm-hmm. So I think we pay for the next one up okay. that's, like, six.
But still, it, like, does, like, sound bite for you if you mm-hmm. want to create that little cute audiogram mm-hmm. that people have yeah. to go to a separate website for, but Buzzsprout already does it.
Yeah, and they integrated Canva in it, which yes. is another which is great tool. Really
because we already use that.
Yeah.
And I'm also a big fan of the breakdowns of, like, you know, X amount of people listen to this the episode. Analytics. Mm-hmm. You know, they helps. Did, you know, 30 people did it on Spotify, 2 people did mm-hmm. it on Apple Play. Like, I like that as well. And then it even breaks down countries. Because, mm-hmm. like, I was geeked. We have, like, 2 people
in Taiwan.
Yeah. yeah. And I was like, dope. We're reaching yeah. a whole different set of people.
I love that.
So yeah. I thought that was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. Buzzsprout is definitely.
Yeah. Social media.
It's not sponsored, but, you know.
I know that podcasts are not usually, I mean, podcast is not all about social media, but it's definitely important to prioritize if you're planning on starting one. Something that Renisha taught me was stay on brand, you know, have your same colors, play around with it and find what's best for your brand. But that's really good for social media. Any other tips for social? Don't be afraid to plug your podcast anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, I think definitely keep up with the times. I mean, as we transition, like, TikTok and videos TikTok, are the yeah. biggest thing right now. So, like, yep. Instagram Reels, TikTok videos, just short 30-second clips are the things that are hitting big right now. And mm-hmm. that may change. We don't know. But, like,
just staying with, yeah, just yeah, staying with your time.
Staying with the it. Time. Mm-hmm. Have variety. And
but, like, people like to see you every day. Like, it's kind of like... Mm-hmm. If you don't post or do anything for, let's say, a month, they're going to forget about you.
Oh, yeah. You're you know? Basically a dead channel.
So it's always a good thing to post something every day, whether, you know, that's like a little inspiration. As long as it's always about what your podcast is about, mm-hmm. you want to make sure you're posting on there. Mm-hmm. Now, Twitter, we're real terrible at.
Yeah, working on it.
We're working on it. Working on but
it's
I feel
so funny
like
though, because we have a lot to say, we just never say it on Twitter.
You know, but they limit us to like 60 characters.
And that's always been my thing with
but
Twitter.
Make it short and sweet. That's what it is.
Whereas Ooh. TikTok, you get to see my face expressions,
right?
And I get 60 seconds
context.
But that's like all goofy dances anyway. So
no, it's not. You well, maybe
there's some information.
There is some information.
There is. Everybody tells me they learn stuff from TikTok, and that's great. I love that. Right? That's mm-hmm. awesome. Mm-hmm. That's another, you know, multimedia yeah. platform. Mm-hmm.
But
I'm not that. I know my weaknesses, and you know that's
you
a
just
work
stick
in
to
progress.
YouTube
and go through the dances.
I love YouTube.
I bet you do.
Don't come for me. That's the OG
Look,
right there.
YouTube. The things you can learn
on YouTube,
okay? Like
step
I
by step.
Joke around
the same thing
all
you learn on TikTok.
No.
Okay.
I learned how to podcast on YouTube.
Thank you. And they go in depth because you can upload for an hour and a half, 2 hour video that'll give mm-hmm. me step by step to do
right.
everything.
Yeah. We don't just stream illegal movies there.
Okay,
yikes.
A little bit that, but
for sure, K drama.
YouTube has been a big help. You know, I am all thumbs when it comes to technology in a lot of ways. And YouTube, I sat down
all
and...
thumbs. I'm sorry. I thought that was cute.
That's the thumbs.
I'm all
if
thumbs.
You're the OG, that's the thumb
that's
for
all,
you
I'm
like.
All thumbs.
I'm all thumbs.
It's like I got 2 left feet.
Yeah, I got 2 left feet, I'm however you want to look at it. When it comes to technology, it's never been a strong suit of mine.
So who is the YouTuber that you guys watch the most?
It's this Ooh. Guy who's under him. Like... Pod Life or something like okay. that. His name is podcast, like it's podcast in the name.
Okay.
Oh, specifically podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
For like Well, for like the podcast equipment. So like, I know when we got our Rockaville equipment, we needed to know how to set it up. And then especially when we added guests this year, we were like, well, we have a different mic. So like, was there like one? Or you just like typed in?
No, for YouTube, I stick mainly to the platform. So like learning how to edit and stuff, and then the options that are best for podcasting stuff, I went to Buzzsprout because they have a great fucking YouTube. And then for things like with our specific equipment, Rockaville. I went to Rockaville. Yeah, I went to their website. I went to their YouTube, and they walk you through everything. And we were having issues. YouTube, Rockaville. I went straight to them because they know their products.
Because that's also how I learned how to use Canva. I got on Canva's YouTube, and that's how I started to, this is how I can, you know, crop a picture out or move this over here.
A basic Google YouTube search.
Basic. Yeah. Just anyone can do it. Basic.
My grandma can do it.
I mean, at bare minimum, you'll learn the basics.
Yeah.
And what you choose to do and how you work those basics is completely and totally up to you. But you will learn the basics. You know, I love to say, like, YouTube University taught me. Like, because it's a plethora.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to apply it.
With anything.
Yeah, with anything. Yeah,
resources are out there.
Yeah.
You just got to search them and then apply them.
Do you guys like using Audacity? Because right now Natalia and Jordan edit these podcasts, so do y'all like using it, or have you tried something else?
I'm going to let Jordan take this one, because I've only ever used Audacity.
It works.
But you have an Apple, though, too, right? Or a Mac? Do you have a Mac? Oh, say, just kidding.
HP. Just me. But, yeah, I have used GarageBand, and that's way more efficient. It's free on
Apple
computers. But yeah, if you definitely have that resource, definitely use it. Mac is awesome for that. Apple, I'll give them props.
User friendly. So you're saying GarageBand was better than Audacity?
It has for user purposes.
User friendly interface. Yeah.
But again, I wasn't using it for a podcast. I was using it for like music purposes.
So are we having again an Apple versus Samsung? User
friendly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm gonna give it to you on this one.
Apple's user friendly.
But Audacity definitely does work. If you have any issues, Google, YouTube. Someone has also had the same issue.
Oh, definitely on Facebook. I know some people don't want to use Facebook a whole lot. I know. But Facebook groups, Buzzsprout does have a group on Facebook, but then if you look up other podcasting groups, they are great to join. Any question you could have ever had about anything, they got it. You want to post a question on there, they actually reply, and they'll give you like stuff. If you want to like network, join another podcast. Yes, I always see people like, oh, I need somebody else to come on this podcast or whatever. Is anybody interested coming on my podcast? And I'm like,
you're gonna let the stranger do that? Okay, cool. I like that.
Yeah. It sounds like it'd be fun. I mean, sometimes they'll have like specific things, like you have to be able to talk about Star Trek or Lord of the Rings.
No, I don't know any of that. Those are the two that came up.
But yeah, so like certain things, but definitely. So it's not just limited to your area, your local area. I mean, you could pretty much transcend thanks to the internet.
Thanks to the World Wide Web.
Right. The box.
The box.
And with the right group of people, you know? With consistency and the same mission and passion behind it, y'all can achieve anything.
I agree. And differing opinions help so much. I've listened to podcasts or YouTube channels or whatever that have turned into one large echo chamber.
You're right. You're totally right.
Girl power. Fierce.
Really?
Two snaps and a twist. Like, yeah. Sorry, that's for all the like 80s, 90s, 70s babies.
Yeah.
That was in Love and Color reference. Nonetheless. but I love that we are not an echo chamber.
Especially with the topics that we choose.
Exactly. I love that I get pushback. Because I feel like if you're not challenging your ideas, are you really growing? You know? And so I appreciate being challenged on ideas. And I think that when you do get a group of people, being friends or not friends, that's always a danger. So I would always say keep a lookout for that if you're gonna do a podcast. try to get differing opinions. Try to get somebody who might push back on you a little bit, and choose people that you can sharpen, you know, metaphorically, your iron against. Like, yeah. Ironing, sharpening iron, that's all.
And even if you want to just do it in your bedroom, just you and your voice, try to have guests on that, you know, can challenge your opinions, because it could get boring. You could lose, you know, steam by doing it by yourself. But if you have someone to bounce ideas off of or argue with, who cares, you know? Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah, get not just for that, but get guests to grow your podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, your inner circle is only as big as you know it to be. But once you invite somebody else into that, then that circle automatically grows.
So networking.
Like, networking.
Yeah.
If you're not a people person,
You're not going to go far.
No, I said just get somebody honest. That is, that you know.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the hardest things that I've learned, not mastered, still learning, is having confidence in what I'm doing and selling myself, right? Mm-hmm. Selling this podcast to people so they can listen, growing it that way, talking it into situations where I know it could be talked into, and not just waiting it for it to open to me, because right. That's my thing. Like, if nobody mentions it, then I won't say it. But you know, if we want to grow this, I mean, that's one thing you have to essentially always network and mm-hmm. make sure that that's like a constant thing you put in your mind, because we're not doing this just for it to listen to, for five people to listen to it. I mean, yeah, that's great, but we want it to grow so we can provide this as a space for other people, right? So that's absolutely. That's the goal. But in order to get there, we have to put ourselves out there. Mm-hmm. And I think that probably is the number one thing that stops people from podcasting. Not that they can't do it, but just, will anybody listen? What's going to happen to it? Can I handle it growing? Do I have the confidence in myself to put myself out there and my voice and how I feel or how I think? Especially because I think generally we want to be liked, and not everybody's going to agree with you all the time.
Yeah. And you know what? I want to hear those. I mean, I want to hear. I honestly do.
Like, I want to fight. I'm just kidding.
Wow. But I do want people to hear it. But I do want people to like, oh, I like your podcast, yada, yada, yada. But I'm more interested in like, well, I thought you guys said this. A conversation but starter. I didn't really agree with you. Mm-hmm. And I've had someone, you know, I've had some friends that come up to me and be like, oh, so-and-so say this on your podcast. And I didn't really like that. And I was like, oh, okay, why? First of all, remind me mm-hmm. which episode. But also, let's talk about it. And then, like, if possible, I would love to be like, okay, well, here's that person, you know, email us mm-hmm. and let's have a debate about it. Maybe you can say something that other person didn't think of. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always what if? Yeah. What if, you know, what if they didn't like it? What if they didn't think this? What if they just thought it was trash, you know, or what if they did like it? Mm-hmm. I'm all about that.
I totally agree with you on that. I love the positive feedback. Mm-hmm. It makes my little heart jump for joy. It does. I like us being valued and appreciated for the work that we did put in or have been putting in. I do appreciate that, and I don't want to downplay that at all. Mm-hmm. But I also really do like, my favorite part is those who disagree mm-hmm. because people fascinate me. So I like to know, okay, you disagree. Cool, what's your stance? And like, what are the reasons that you take this stance? Mm-hmm. You know, and just getting to understand people, because when I can understand you, it's easier for humans to have empathy you know, extend and be like, you know what, I don't agree with it, but I understand how you got to that conclusion. Mm-hmm. And that right there, I think, gives you empathy, it gives you mutual respect, and like, that's part of the reason why we started this podcast, was to have those conversations and to facilitate those conversation starters. But I also think that it works for us because all of us have similar goals when it comes to that. We all have similar goals when it comes to what we see this podcast being for. So, you know, I think that's really important and valuable that we are facilitating those conversations.
Yeah.
I would say between us, I would say, because we're all women, and, you know, women mm-hmm. get catty or we have our moments.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we can be, we are with each other way too much, which is a thing. Like, I there's like two out of four of us who are only children or only child.
That's me.
Yeah. And then there's the other two who's got
siblings.
A crap ton. So you got half the side that's like used to like, oh, I get what I want, or I'm used to doing this by myself, la 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 la. And you got the other half is like, well, wait a minute, you know, here's one for you. So
what?
Yes.
Oh, I thought the other side was like, oh no, this is how this is gonna go down. I guess that's just the older sibling.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah. Oh, are you coming for me right
a
now?
A little bit. Okay, okay. A little bit.
I am know that. I mean, I do.
You are the eldest, but then again, I mean, so Jordan.
So is Jordan.
Yeah, like the children.
Are you there?
In the household, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. In the household. But I would say that.
I was raised as an only child for 10 years and then my little brother.
Ruined lives. No, I'm joking. No, I'm joking.
I say that to them all the time. But I would say we have learned to get along.
Mm-hmm.
Not like we didn't. There were times where we did get on each other's nerves.
But I think we also learned to give each other space when it was needed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we said, you know, only children, I feel, need their alone time because that's what we're used to. So like as much as I can be around the best person in the world, I love y'all to pieces, but I need a break because just being socially active in general, I don't care who I'm socially active with.
I was
going
to say, I'm an introvert. I know.
It's exhausting after a certain point.
As well as just I feel like as well as just having it your way, like you have to realize it's not just you. You have three other people to worry about when mm-hmm. it comes to this podcast,
and it's compromised.
Yeah, so we've learned that for sure, because there's plenty of times where one person wants it this way and it's like, it's not gonna work. And then it's just like, but why? I want it to work, it's going to work. And then it's like, well, it's not about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the classic communication, right? Yeah. So it's learning to communicate and work with other people. And I think that's probably the hardest thing to learn. And I don't think it's ever like okay, I learned it, it's done. It's always it's a constant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also manageable if you want it to work. Mm-hmm. I guess is the thing.
It is.
I think
everyone has to want it.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be one person is the driving force and everybody else is just kind of like, all right, I'm here, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to be putting in the effort. Everybody has to be, you know, going at it as hard as they can. And then because we are human, if you do need a mental break or if something in your personal life is kind of, you know, like taking over other parts, that's when that communication comes in to be like, hey, bad day. I can't do this, you know, event, or I can't, like, I'm a wreck. That's when you come in, and I think that's when I tend to feel, I don't want to get all, like, mushy-gushy and sisterhood of the traveling pants and such, but I do feel that's when our community, us four, do good, where there is open communication of just being like, hey, this ain't it today, or this ain't it this week, or, you know, whatever. I think we do a pretty decent job of rallying around each other and being like, it's cool, I can pick this up for you. And then somebody else will chime in, okay, so I can do that. And we help each other out in those ways. And I think that's important. I think it's important if you do choose to do a podcast with people, you know, like them.
Yeah. Or even if you do one without people, have a good community around you.
Absolutely.
That helps with any of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was actually about to say, we are sort of unique in the fact that we are very community-based and
mm-hmm.
activists in our own way here in local Clarksville, Tennessee. But not all podcasts are, you know, about community involvement. So,
I don't know, because one of my favorite podcasts is like a murder mystery.
So, yeah. So I hope that you guys are, that we generally got the logistics down for what you guys would need. Let me... Not all podcasts are community based, so that I hope that we covered the things that you would need for your podcast. Just if you were doing it by yourself, if you're not doing it by yourself, or you, yeah, like a murder mystery, whatever. I hope that we did cover the general, what's the word I'm looking for? Equipment, social stuff that you would
need. Resources
and the basics.
That you would need to start your podcast.
Most definitely. And if you are going to start a podcast and we inspired you, let us know.
Let us know.
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
If you're starting, we would love to have you on.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely
like, we would love that. And then we can help you build a podcast. Right. And then we can be on your podcast. And then we can go back and forth. Oh, I'm so excited.
Like she said.
If you have any questions, please email us at melaninspeaking4@gmail.com. Follow us on all of our social media, all Melanin Speaking. And that's it, guys.
Yes. Yes.
Bye.